Okay, good morning. So the Mishnah says in the bottom of Yud Beis and Yud Beis, we're just going to finish the parak today and beyond. So the Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah, which, I mean, I guess all of Mishnah is famous, but this is maybe more so because it's part of the Haggadah. So Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. So we have the obligation to say Kriya Shema at night as well. Even though, in theory, the Havmid would be that the actual Geula took place in the morning. Hence, there is the Machlokas Tanayim about whether or not you have to be Somech Geula Tefillah by Ma'ariv or not. But either way, so the Mishnah says that Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Belayla. So Rashi says that the other pushback against that is the fact that if you look in Rashi, so Parashat Tzitzis B'Kriya Shema. Maybe we say that third paragraph. Yafal Pi She'ein Laila's Man Tzitzis T'Ksiv Orisa Moso Is Chartem. So Omrim Osa B'Laila B'Nei Yitzias Mitzrayim Shabbos. Even though it's Parashat Tzitzis, we still say it because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Omrim V'Lozer Ben Azaria Hare Anika Ben Shivim Shana V'Loza Chisi Shetayomar Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leilos. So I wasn't Zocha yet. What does it mean that I wasn't Zocha to say Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leilos? It means I wasn't Zocha to find the source for Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leila. Asher Darshu Ben Zoma Shenemar Shelaman Tizkor Es Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, so that you can remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm sorry, it's lost my place. So call Yimei Chayecha. So Yimei Chayecha Hayamim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos. Yimei Chayecha is all your days. The Lashon of Kol is obviously a Riboy. So that Riboy is coming to include saying it in the evening as well. Chachamim Omer Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, right? So Kol Lahavi L'motzim Mashiach. Kol is not a Riboy for Laila, but Kol is a Riboy for saying it. I'm sorry.
I'm not a addictive person, but I think Kol is not going on the time during the day, like you may, it's like it's extra days,
right?
The time of day.
Right, so that's exactly that point. And that's exactly the point of the Chachamim, that Kol is not, you know, on the day. Kol is beyond that. And obviously, Ben Zoma disagreed. Okay, so Tanya, Amar Lohem Ben Zoma L'Chachamim. So Ben Zoma, maybe part of the reason he disagreed with the Chachamim is because the following question, even after Mashiach comes, are we still going to be mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim? And by the way, just I don't think, if I'm mistaken, the Gemara mentions this, but does that mean that according to the Chachamim, that they don't have an obligation in Kriya Shema B'Laila, right? Or is it, everyone agrees, the question is where the limud is. So Tanya, Amar Lohem Ben Zom L'Chachamim V'chi Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim L'Mos HaMashiach V'Halo G'far Nemar Hine Yomim Ba'im En'um Hashem V'lo Yomru Od Chai Hashem Asher Helas V'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Yisrayim Kim Chai Hashem Asher Hela V'asher Hebi Azera Beis Yisrael May Eretz Tzifona. We have the pasuk that says that that you no longer speak about God who brought Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Rather, we're speaking about Hashem Baruch Hu, who is May Eretz Tzifona. Mikol Eretz Asher Hidachtim Sham. From all the northern lands and all the countries that Hashem Baruch Hu has spread out Bnei Yisrael. So we see from here that maybe even the very svara of the Chachamim is wrong. Okay, so the Gemara answers, Lo Shetei Aker Yitzias Mitzrayim Mimkoma. It doesn't mean that you're no longer going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim ever again. That once Mashiach comes, you're going to totally forget about the Exodus of Mitzrayim. Elo Shetei Shibud Malchios Iker V'Yitzias Mitzrayim Tafelo. Okay, that we're going to sort of reprioritize reshift. So the Iker is going to be the most recent Geula from the Shibud Malchios. And then we're going to mention Yitzrayim much more sort of as like a distant historical reality. So Ata Omer, so Kiyotzibo, similarly Ata Omer, Lo Yikra Shimcha Od Yaakov Ki Im Yisrael Yesh Mecha. So no longer are you going to be called Yaakov. Rather, Yisrael is going to be called your name. So it doesn't mean Lo Sheyeh Ker Yaakov Im Komo. It doesn't mean that altogether we're going to stop mentioning Yaakov, El Yisrael Iker of Yaakov Tafo. From now on, Yaakov is going to be more identified with Yisrael and less so by Yaakov. See, Zach Rashi, Shari Mitzinu, Shikaro, Kashbarcho, Yaakov, Achrezos, who read it to Mitzrayim. Right? We see that even a Kashbarcho calls Yaakov Yaakov afterwards. So, Vechenu Omer, Al Tiskeru, I have to say with a source of a little element of pride, when I saw these next two Gemaras, I had a maybe it was an obvious question, which I didn't see the Rishonim address, but then I saw this question asked in the Maariv Chayis last night. So you feel like, oh, okay, so sometimes you get like a question, and you're happy when somebody asks the same question. Okay, so V'cheinu Omer, sort of similarly, so Al Tisku Rishonos to Kadmonios, Al Tisbonenu, Al Tisku, so, I'm sorry, Al Tisku Rishonos to Kadmonios, Al Tisbonenu. Do not mention the earlier events, the Kadmonios, and also the earlier events, Al Tisbonenu. Don't like spend too much time looking into. Al Tisku Rishonos, Zeshibud Malchius. The Kadmonios, Al Tisbonenu, Zeitzisrayim. Okay, so he didn't osa chadasha atatitzmach. So Tani Rav Yosef Zumacham is Gogamago. I'm going to sort of bring to you something new to sort of think about and to give flower forward. Tani Rav Yosef Zumacham is Gogamago. So Moshe Mahadavar Dome Lo Adam Shahaya Mahalach Baderech Upaga Bozev. Okay, Venit Sami Menu Vayi Misaper Vaholach Mazazev. And he's walking, saying, "Oh, I got saved by that wolf was okay." So Upaga Bo Ari Venit Sami Menu Vayi Misaper Vaholach Mazari. Talking about how he got saved by the lion. Upaga Bo Nachash Venit Sami Menu Shachach Mazes Shnei Vayi Misaper Vaholach Mazes Nachash. So Avkach Yisrael Tzaras Achronos Mishkachos Es Harishonos. So that's the end of the Gemara, right? It sort of seems to be an obvious point. Is there beginning from the second line of Gemara, V'chein hu omer, al tisko rishonos, v'kamonios, al tisbonenu. I mean, the whole point that the Chachamim were making before is that we won't totally forget about the past events.
Problems get bigger as you get older.
Right, the problems get bigger or more recent, but we're always going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? I mean, that's kol yimei chayecha. Like, this Gemara is basically saying that once we have B'chamas Gogumagog, once we have, so we're going to forget. Al Tisgur Yishkub Yishonos, V'chamonios Al Tisbonenu, maybe it almost goes exactly against the point we're trying to prove, namely that we still are going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're just going to do so less than before. Right? You know, and so too, when the person is traveling down the road, you know, Mishkachos is Yishonos, the whole point is we're not going to forget Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like the Gemara that's going to prove exactly that point seems to be sort of associated at that point.
I should really know this, but when Avram's name was changed, it was Lo Yikare also? Or?
Okay,
because so his new name was never mentioned again afterwards.
Correct, yeah. So the next Mar is actually talking about that. Okay, so along the same lines, so Mar says, Avram, who Avraham? Speaking about when we move on to sort of a new stage, do we let go of the initial name or experience, right? So Avram, who Avraham, so B'tchila Nasa Av La Aram. At the beginning, he was only a father to Aram. So Rashi, so La Anche Medina Sel She Me'eretz Aram Hayo. Okay, so himself Nasa Av L'Chol HaOlam Kulo. At the end, he became a father to everyone, and of course, as is pointed out, that he became the Av Haman Goyim. Okay, fine. So Sarai, he Sarah. So B'tchila Nasis Sarai Lu'umasa, she was only just like a princess to her Uma. U'b'sof Nasis Sarah L'chol Ha'olam Kulo. So Tani Bar Kafra Kolo Koril Avram Over B'yasei Shnemar V'yoshimcha Avraham, that you now must, your name must be Avraham. But as there Omer Over B'lav Shnemar V'lo Yikra Od Es Shemecha Avram El Me'ata. Okay, fine. And by the way, some of the Rishonim they ask here, why is this not one of the Tarei Mitzvos? If your mom shover a lav, right? So, and that's the lashon of the pasuk, lo yikra od. So this would be one, in theory, one of the lav in the Torah, which of course it's not. And the question is, why not?
I mean,
so,
Avram died before the Torah was given. It's
correct.
Not even the mitzvah is possible to do.
Correct. Right. Yeah. So that's actually the answer that Maharsha gives here. He says that, but it's not so much calling Avram, you know, it'd be referring to him as Avram. So Hakanami, meaning if it's true that once we've changed Avraham's name or Avram's name to Avram, you can't call him Avram anymore, so why do we not say the same thing by Sarai? So El Miata Korla Sarai Hakinami. So the Gemara says, Hasam, over there, Kuchu Richo Omer Lavram. So over there, God told Abraham that he can't call Sarai anymore. This wasn't something that was said to everybody. It wasn't like a declaration. This is like a personal statement to Avram. Sarai ishtecha lo tikra shma Sarai ki Sarah shma. As opposed to Avram, where nobody's supposed to call him Avram anymore. Elameat, so if that's true, hakori li Yaakov Yaakov hachinami. Okay, so maybe it should be the same thing as well. So shani hasam dehadar hadri kura. So over there, the pasuk itself goes back and refers to him as Yaakov. Dichsiv as Rashi as before. Vayomer Elokim liYisrael b'maros halayla. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Okay, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to reference Yaakov as Yaakov, and obviously that's for obvious reasons because who Yaakov was and Yaakveni and sort of how Yaakov had to sort of fight his way into prominence, etc. Like that never left. You know, that just maybe sort of receded into the background, sort of like what the Chacham Ba'yitzias Yisrayim in Yimos HaMashiach. Okay, so Masar Rav Yossi Bar Avin V'Yisayim Rav Yossi Bar Zvida. So we're going to say in about a little less than half an hour. So Atahu Hashem Lakim Hashbacharta V'Avram, you know, V'Yitzayim Rav Kassim. So we have that pasuk, which of course, I don't want to say of course, most people know that comes from Nehemiah. So Amar Lei Hasam Navi Hu Dekomisadir L'Shafkei Derechmana Mai Dehavi Meikara. So there, this is like the Navi who comes to be Mesader, the Shevach of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Mai Dehavi Meikara. So okay, it's not that we're doing it, it's that the Navi is calling as being Mesader the Shevach. So I just want to point out that there's two issues on this last line, the Gemara, that many of the later Chachamim talk about. The first is that Nehemiah was not a Navi, which seemed to be a pretty obvious question, right? He was not a Navi, but yet the Gemara refers to him as the Navi. And then also, the line the Gemara is, so Hasam Navi hu deka mesadir l'shavchei derechmana mai dehavi meikara. It's being mesadir the shevach of Kadosh Baruch Hu, what was initially. So if you look in Rashi, mesadir shivchei demeikara asher b'charta bo b'yoshmo Avram v'samta shmo Avraham. So I guess that is the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That you chose him when he was Avram, and then you made him Avram. But some of the first should point out that that's really the Shevach of Avram, right? It's not the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I don't know what you have in your Gemara. If you have like a little Juhiki by the word Derechmana, yeah. No. So I have like an older version of the Gemara. So some Meforshim take out the word Derechmana, right? That you're being Mesader, when we say that, you're being Mesader the Shevach of Avram as opposed to the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. So, Hadron Allah Me'imasai. Okay, and Halavai, we should finish many prakim in the future. So, Hayakari B'Torah V'Higiyas Man HaMikra. A person is laning, or he's practicing laning. Im Kivin Libo Yotzam. So, if you have Kavanah to be Yotzei Krishma as you're reading the Torah, so then you are Yotzei the Mitzvah of Krishma. Okay, so once we're speaking about Krishma and the various halachos of that, so Biprakim Shoel Mipnei Hakavod, Prakim is in between, Rashi says, Ben Hafsakos, like in between the various places that you would stop, and the Gemara is going to ask a question, what are those Prakim? Biprakim Shoel Mipnei Hakavod, so we'll say somebody walks in that you have respect for that person. Rashi says, "Shol b'shalom adam nichbad."
Talking about regular Krishna, or when he's reading Torah.
Yeah, so we're just talking like once we mentioned the first line, then we're speaking about Stam Krishna. Exactly. So Rashi says, "Shol b'nei akavod, shol b'shalom adam nichbad shuray l'hakdim lo shalom." So let's say if I'm saying Krishna here, and the Rabbi Rub walks in as someone who has an adam nichbad, so and I'm in between the paragraphs. You know, I would say you would sort of interrupt and say Shalom Aleichem to that person. Okay? Shalom Bnei HaKavod U'meshiv. And then also, you would also respond back to that same person as well. Somebody says, oh, you know, how are you doing? So then, if it's been a prakim, then you respond. U'be'emtza, if it's not in between those prakim, but it's in the middle of a paragraph, Shalom Bnei HaYira U'meshiv. Somebody that you have fear of. So then you would, of course, ask them how they're doing. Send Shalom Aleichem. Rashi is Bnei Yira. Adam Shehu Yorei Mipanam Shol Yahargenu of Bnei HaKavod Lo Yahargehu. Sort of tells you sort of the type of life people were living both in the time of the Gemara and in the time even of the Rishonim also. I mean, Rashi not as much, but Rashi's last years were right before the Crusade started, right? And so like these things were actual considerations. Okay. Well, after you show me that picture of the guy with the bullhorn, okay. You know, it's like, we're going backwards. I mean, I don't mean Chas Shalom not to laugh, but okay. So Ubeemsa Shol B'Bnei Hayira Umeishivs. That is the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer B'Emsa Shoel B'Bnei Hayira Umeishiv B'Bnei Hakavod. He sort of lowers the bar a little bit. He says that in the middle of a paragraph, so then you're Meish because of Yira, and you also respond to somebody that you have respect for. You're not only Meish B'Bnei Hayira. Ubeprakim Shoel B'Bnei Hakavod. In between the paragraphs, you ask somebody, only a person that you would have covered for, Umeisha Shalom L'chol Adam. Anybody who asks you a question, you're Ben Aprakim, so then it's appropriate to respond back to the person. Okay, what are the Ben Aprakim? Elohim, Ben Aprakim, Ben Bracha Rishon L'Shnia. These are the Brachos, Kriyishma, of course, before Kriyishma. Ben Shnia L'Shma, Ben Shma L'Vahaya Mishamoa, Ben Vahaya Mishamoa L'Vayomer, Ben Vayomer L'Ams V'Yatziv. Why I don't know why this is only by shachars. I don't know if there's a lower level for Maariv. Okay, so we'll see that in Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ben Rayomer Lamed Sviyatsiv Lo Yafsik. Okay, which Gemara is going to discuss that you can make a hefsik in between other prakim, but that last parak of Vayomer Lamed Sviyatsiv is sacrosanct. Okay, Amar Yishu Ben Korcha Lama Kadma Parsha Shema Levahayim Mishmoa. So why is the first paragraph before the second paragraph? Besides the fact that obviously in the Torah it comes out, you know, first, but that's not a reason, obviously. Okay, so Kadesh Kabo Lov Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila. So Vahayom Shemoa Livayomer, why is Vahayom Shemoa before Vayomer? And of course there, it can't be because of the ordering. You know, one is in Ekev and one is in the end of Parshas Shlach. Okay? Shevahayom Shemoa Noeg Ben Bayom Uben Belayla. Vayomer Einu Noeg El Bayom Bilvat. Okay? Now that sort of brings us back to the last Mishnah of the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Azariah and the Chachamim. Right? I mean, this shita says that Vayomer is on Noeg at nighttime. Okay, so obviously that shita is against the shita of the Mishnah before. This is Maskir Yisun Sarayim Belayla. Okay? And then if you say, see this last Rashi Mishnah, Dimishtai Bitzitzis, Sheinu Noheges Del Vayom, Dechsev Reisim Vaso Prat Luxus Laila. Okay, so this office is Maklogas Tanayim of exactly that thing. Okay, so Gemara says, Shmamina. The Gemara says Hayakori b'Torah v'Giyas Man HaMikra Im Kivin Libo Yotza. Okay, that's the you need to have kavana to be yotze. So Shema Mina Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Okay, so you need to have kavana. So Mai Im Kivin Libo. So Likros. Okay. So the Gemara answer is no. What does it mean when we have kavana? That you need to have kavana. It means you have to have a kavana to actually read the Torah, right? It's not kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. I need to have kavana that I'm reading the Torah itself, right? Not that kavana for the mitzvah, but kavana just I'm just reading the Torah. So Gemara says likros v'hakakari, right? The Mishnah says you're reading in the Torah, right? So you're obviously reading already. What does it mean you need to have kavana that you're reading? You're reading, right? What type of question is Gemara raising, or what type of points Gemara mentioning? What's what you're doing? So it says, Bekari Lahagia. Says you're reading not for the purpose of reading, rather you're reading for the purpose of correcting, right? So Bekari Lahagia, Rashi says, it's a sefer, Mieshbo Taos, that feel the Kriyanami Lolom is coming, right? So in other words, what the person is doing is
not a right of Mitzvah,
correct. Correct. Because all that the Mishnah is telling us is you need to have kavana that you're just reading. If I just have kavana that I'm doing action X, even though I don't have kavana for a mitzvah. So let's say what the Gemara says in Sukkah, obviously this is a long sugya in Shas, if I just pick up like a lulav and esrog, right? So then I'm yotze the mitzvah, I don't have kavana for the mitzvah itself. I have kavana that I'm picking up a lulav and esrog. I don't think that it's this. I don't think it's the lemon. I don't think it's like a sword. I don't think it's something else, right? So that's what Gemara is saying. That all the only kavana he had was that he's actually sort of reading the Torah as opposed to being magia the Torah. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan Kriyishma Kichsava. So Kriyishma, you have to say it. you have to read it the way that it's written. You have to read it in Hebrew. Divrei Rebbe, the Chacham Omrim b'chol lashon. The Chacham say any language. My time of the Rebbe. Why did this Rebbe say that it has to be in Hebrew in Lashon Kodesh? Amar Krav v'hayu v'hayu. Right, b'havayasan Yehu. It has to be in the way that it is stated. V'rabbanan my time ayu Amar. So what's their reason? Why do they say Kriyat Shema b'chol lashon? Shata Shemaya. I'm sorry. So my tamayu. So Amar Kra. The pasuk says Shema b'chol lashon shata Shemaya. So any language in which you would normally hear something, that's the language you say Kriyat Shema. So you have to say it in the language that you understand. Okay. So obviously this is a fundamental machlokas. Well, the Rebbe Nami Hakasiv Shema. So also Shema that you have to listen in your ears. The language you understand.
Right?
You have to hear yourself. So why don't they use the word Shema for that? So they hold the opinion, you don't really have to hear yourself. So therefore, the only thing Shema can be used is the right language. That you have to say it in the way that it's written. Okay, what does Yikra L'mafreya mean? So throughout Chas, there's a question, what is Yikra L'mafreya? The problem is that the paragraphs would be out of order, as opposed to saying the psukim backwards. Okay, so Minolei, V'Rebbe, Shlo Yikra L'mafreya Minolei. From where does Rebbe know? The combination being tired and then hearing other voices. You know, it's like, so Rebbe Shlo Yikra L'mafreya Minolei. So Nafkalei Midvarim Hadvarim, right? From like the from a limud of that has to be in order. Okay, if you see Rashi midvarim hadvarim, the havilei lemichtav v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela lemidrash shikur hadvarim kesidron v'lo lemafreya kagonu b'sharecha beisacha mezuzos. Right. Okay. So you see from there that has to be the proper order. Okay. So v'rabbanan dvarim hadvarim. Lo darshi. They don't have this limit of dvarim hadvarim. Therefore, they have v'hayu to teach us that it has to be a rahayu that has to be in the right order. So the memra, does that mean the savar rabbi d'chol tar kula b'chol lashon nemra? So does that mean the rabbi in general says that for the rest of, let's say, davening or the rest of the Torah, you can say it in any language that you want to say it? If you want to say that in the rest of davening, in the rest of the Torah, exactly. So why then Dafka tell you that over here is the case that has to be Blashon HaKodesh? It's because we have that limit of Shema, which might tell you that it can be in any language, therefore we need the word, v'haya to sort of counterbalance that. So then the Gemara, of course, asks sort of the reverse as well. Remember in the Sefer Abadim, the Chol Torah Kula, B'loshon HaKodesh Nemra? Does that mean that for the rest of the Torah, or the rest of the Davening, it has to be definitely in Hebrew? So Shema Dichsi Rechmana, so Lomali, right? Tell you that this is the case where it could be the language you understand. Why do you need it? It's Rech Mishum Dichsiv Bahayu, because we have that potential counterbalance. So even though both for Rebbe, the word Shema comes to teach us something else, and for the Chacham Bahayu, you still have to factor it in. And the Cheshbon knows as far as their limudiv in favor of their positions. Okay, thank you. See you tomorrow.